Chapter 2. Can you ever recover your health after divorce or death of a spouse? University of Chicago researchers have issued a health warning for married people who become single again, either through divorce or death of a spouse. You may never fully recover from the emotional wounds and physical decline caused by marital loss, even if you remarry. As we examine these medical findings, which were reported in the New York Times, you discover why newly single adults must be vigilant about taking care of your health. And you learn how to relieve or prevent chronic health problems commonly experienced in divorced or widowed adults. Why does the death of your marriage or your spouse cause chronic health problems? When your spouse is getting sick and about to die, or your marriage is getting bad and about to die, your stress levels go up, said Linda Waite, PhD, a sociology professor at the University of Chicago. Dr. Waite co-authored this study, which appears in the September 2009 issue of the Journal of Health and Social Behavior. You're not sleeping well, your diet gets worse, you don't exercise, you don't see your friends. It's a whole package of awful events, said Dr. Waite. She and her research team studied the health effects of divorce, widowhood, and remarriage in 8,652 people over time. Why? We recognize that the health benefits of marriage, already documented by a wealth of research studies, stem from several factors, Dr. Waite said. Married couples are better off financially. They share employer health benefits and support each other in caring for their home, family, and each other. What happens when your marital health benefits are lost? Dr. Waite's team found that divorced or widowed adults experienced 20% more chronic health problems like heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, compared with people who had been continuously married. Previously married people in their 50s and beyond were more likely to have mobility problems, like difficulty climbing the stairs or walking a meaningful distance. Does marrying again improve your health? Remarrying led to some improvement in health, Dr. Waite said. Yet most married people who became single never fully recovered from their physical decline associated with marital loss. This study does not prove that marital loss causes health problems. It may be that people who don't exercise, don't eat well, and don't manage stress are more likely to get divorced. Yet Dr. Waite's researchers observed that these health problems were seen in divorced and widowed people alike, so the data strongly suggests a causal relationship. How does marital loss cause health problems? During times of high stress, we experience changes at the cellular level. How? Researchers at Ohio State University had focused on telomeres, which insulate and protect the ends of our chromosomes. They found that people under stress of caring for Alzheimer's patients had showed a pattern of shortened telomeres and less activity of related enzymes. This could cause a 4 to 8 year shortening of their lifespan. The stress of divorce or widowhood might take a similar toll on our lifespan, Dr. Waite concluded. Should spouses stay in a bad marriage for the sake of their health? This is not recommended, since marital troubles can lower immune responses and lead to physical troubles. A series of experiments at Ohio State University revealed that wounds took longer to heal in people experiencing marital conflict and hostility compared to people in supportive marriages. In terms of health, is it better to have married and lost than never to have married at all? The research says no. Middle-aged people who never married have fewer chronic health problems than those who were divorced or widowed. How does marrying again affect your health? A second marriage appears to heal emotional wounds of marital loss. Remarried people in Dr. Waite's study showed only slightly more depressive symptoms than those continuously married. How do you use these medical findings to improve your health? These studies indicate that married people tend to be healthier than single people, unless you remain happily single throughout your whole adult life. If marital loss can shorten your life, and a supportive marriage with little animosity can prolong your life, then we have incentive to improve our marriages and improve the way we grieve the death of a marriage or a spouse. Let's take the right steps through grief next.